Good morning, I'm David Warnock, and welcome to Baltimore's Future. My guest today is Natasha Jones, who is a winner of the second Baltimore Social Innovation Journal Award. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And a digitalization specialist at Johns Hopkins Sheridan Libraries. And we're going to talk today about her project to create a digital library for public art in Baltimore, which is an idea that is near and dear to my heart. So tell us a little bit about yourself and where this idea came from.
So for the past 6 years, I've been working in museums, mostly in sort of collections care and management, data management. And now I've switched over. Now I'm working in a library. But I'd really like to take the skills that I've gained in museums and sort of apply them to our city and to our public art.
And there have been a number of efforts. If you go to the web, most art museums have digitized at least some or in some cases all of their collections. So where do you fit in?
Yeah, so there's a huge push in museums right now, especially for open source information about collections. And Baltimore City's public art, the data isn't centralized. It's very, it's disseminated sort of across the city, across different nonprofits that are in charge of some of it, and different city offices. So, for example, the MTA is responsible for some of it, whereas the mayor's office or Baltimore Office for Promotion and the Arts is responsible for other pieces. So the idea is to centralize that information, to create a database that could really bring information about Baltimore City's public art into one digital platform, one repository, and then we can easily disseminate that information to the public and to visitors to our city.
It would be fascinating to do with our monuments. You know, we've been known as
yes.
Monument City
yes.
and have some of the great sculptures in the mm-hmm. world here.
And we would definitely include monuments. The scope of the database would be, we're working on it currently, murals, monuments, and sculptures.
Yeah, starting with monuments would be a great way to start.
Yes.
Can it be in the form of a wiki site so that people can put their own recollections or their own thoughts or their own reactions to a particular piece?
We definitely want public engagement in this. I think the initial push on our end is to get standardized data out there, so to get just the basic information.
Have other cities created this digital database of art for their cities? Tell us a little bit about
that. Yes. Oh, there's some incredible ones. Miami-Dade County has a really beautiful database that's publicly accessible online. One of my favorite databases in the world is Venice. They have a project called Preserve Venice, and their database tracks information about the public art, but it also tracks information about its level of preservation and the needs of that public art so that people can choose to donate, you know, €1 here or €1 there, depending on what the works of art in the city need. And that's all possible because they created a strong database.
That's great. What else should people know about, and what should our leaders know about your ideas?
Baltimore City's public art is an incredible economic asset. It really is. People invest a lot of money and time into this public art. Businesses in the area invest a lot of time and money into public art. And being able to express that voice is so important to our city. I mean, that's something we want to show to tourists, to potential investors, to students. It's something we want to see every day as we walk down the street.
Great. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
For more of this interview with this Baltimore Social Innovation Journal winner, visit www.warnockfoundation.org or wypr.org.